So melodramatic. All right, I have noticed. Just get back from sabbatical, and the last couple of weeks, things have been kind of serious. 2 weeks ago, why doesn't God fix all this stuff? Last week, ranting, wedge issues from the pulpit. And look, I know that I can and do continue to have a sense of humor and an open and welcoming attitude when I talk about difficult things. But still, they're serious and they're difficult. And things have been pretty serious. So, maybe I need to laugh. Maybe we all need to. And maybe this is a good week to lighten up. This week's Bible reading, well, it's kind of serious, but it also put a smile on my face. In the words of the ancient poet Taylor Swift, I need to calm down. I'm being too loud. No? Yeah? It's not exactly the context of the song. The context of the song is exactly opposite of what I'm doing with it, but people use it in various ways. What would the parable of the wedding banquet from Luke 14 sound like if it were narrated by a movie trailer or cartoon announcer in a melodramatic style? There once was a time when our hero, Jesus, went to the home of the arch-Pharisee for a meal on the Sabbath. The arch-Pharisee and the others were there watching Jesus closely just to see what kind of mistake he might make. Everyone seemed to be pushing and shoving and clawing their way to the closest to be the most important guests. The less popular people were forgotten and walked all over. When our hero, Jesus, noticed all the competition, he started to tell a story. If you go to a wedding reception, be careful not to sit in the best seat. It's possible you'll have to move for someone more important, and then you'll have to sit right by the kitchen. Instead, start at the table by the kitchen and let the host invite you to sit at a better table. You see, if you try to make yourself look important, you'll look unimportant. But if you remember to be humble, you'll earn respect. And then Jesus looked at the host of the meal and offered this advice. The next time you host a meal, don't invite all your friends and all the important people. Instead, invite the people with no money. The people who can't stand up without help. The people who can't walk at all. And those who can't see. Invite the people who work hard, but still don't seem to ever have enough to live. Invite the people you'd just as soon ignore. Invite the people who everyone else thinks is unimportant. Don't let this story end. It's time to invite. Oh, thank you, Deborah. So what should we invite folks to? How about just to experience the redecorating and the ongoing updates? You got to see this place. Whether you like it or not, you got to see this place. Choir, when does it start, Deborah? Wednesday at 7:50. Bell choir, when does it start? Wednesday at 7. Sorry, I'm just saying that. Praise band starts. It's just going, right? We kind of, yeah. The next peace mural painting. The peace mural is so close to being filled up again for the second time that we've got another one in process. It hasn't even started being painting. It's just concept art now. And all I can tell you, I could tell you anything, but it's sort of a winding road in a landscape. And the theme or the general idea is the way of peace or a path of peace. And it's going to have the same idea behind it. People will sign it, but we'll be painting that, I'm really guessing, not till January, but still, think about it now. How about Tuesday morning Bible study? It doesn't start this Thursday, but next Thursday, the 12th. How about any Sunday morning, especially the first Sunday of the month, where communion is open to all, because we have an open table up there, out here. Lest I go too far in advance, Crop Walk is October 20th. There's more things coming up. Thanksgiving service, community-wide. Hanging of the Greens is not very far off. December 1st. Let's make this church, the church. Let's make our homes, let's make our very lives ones that ooze love and hospitality. Let's go out and invite people to share in all of these things. Let's invite, and let's always remember to have an open table. Amen.